Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was delivered by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Masjid Al Farooq in Houston, Texas, USA on August 26, 2002.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير صدق الله العظيم. After Hamd Salat, I recited few verses from Surah Al-Buruj. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned one incident happened in the nations before. And whatever incident or story or short story is mentioned in Quran, it has a lesson. This is not only for enjoyment, for amusement, but it has a lesson for us. For example, story of Yusuf alayhi salam mentioned in Quran. And this story and all the stories which are mentioned in Quran will be repeated till the day of judgment again and again, so that we learn lessons. Story of Yusuf alayhi salam is being repeated everywhere. Characters are different, names are different, but it is happening. Older brothers, they are neglecting younger brothers, and then younger brothers, they become more successful in life than the older. What to do at that time? Behave like Yusuf alayhi salam. This is lesson. Don't behave like other people, like Yusuf alayhi salam. This story is mentioned here. It will be repeated till the day of judgment again and again. And it is repeated in our time now, having the similarities. Names are different. Character names are different, but character are same. Let us today study what lesson we can get from this story, and this story especially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, by the heaven holding the big stars, and by the promised day, means the day of resurrection, and by the witnessing day, means Friday, and by the witness day, means the day of Arafah. Cursed were the people of the ditch in the story of the boy and king. A fire fed with fuel when they stay by it, means fire, and they witness what they were doing against the believers, means burning them. And they had no fault except that they believed in Allah, the Almighty, worthy of all praise. Whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is witness over everything. Verily, those who put into trial the believing men and believing women, and then do not turn in repentance, then they will have the torment of hell, and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Verily, those who believe and do righteous good deeds, for them will be gardens under which rivers flow, means paradise. That is the great success. This is the story which Allah mentions. Same story is being happening nowadays and happened nowadays. In short, this story was, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a king in the past days. He had a sorcerer. When sorcerer grew older, he requested the king, give me a boy so that I transfer my knowledge to him. Boy was given. Boy started learning knowledge from sorcerer. But in the way, there was a rahib, monk, whom he also started attending and learning knowledge from him. One day he was going to sorcerer. In the way, people were blocked by a great creature, not mentioned in hadith, blocking the way of the people. This boy said, today is the day when I can check which knowledge is right, which is wrong. He took a stone and said, oh Allah, if monk knowledge is right, then kill this animal. And he threw it. Animal was killed. People were witnessing. He reported this to the monk, Rahib. He told, oh boy, today you have surpassed me. And your trial will start today. If your trial comes to you and you are forced to mention me, don't mention my name. He started curing people. Born blind people he cured, leprosy and other sicknesses he started curing. Until news reached to the courtier of the king, who was blind. He came to the boy with heavy gifts and said to him, cure me. These gifts are for you. He said, I cannot cure. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who cures. You believe in Allah and do dua, Allah will cure you. He did it, he was cured. When he went to the court of the king was amazed, asked him, who brought back your eyes? He said, Allah, my Lord. He said, is there any other Lord than me? He said, yes, your Lord and my Lord, Allah. He gave him dawah, tawheed. King caught hold of him, tortured him until he named boy. Boy was brought, same question and answer. He was tortured until he named the Rahib. Rahib was brought, the monk. Same question and answer. King asked him to revert. He did not. Order was given, bring a saw, put into his head and cut him down into two pieces. It was done. Then same thing happened with the blind man who was cured. He did not revert, did not go back. Cut down into two pieces. Then boy was asked. Boy refused. King ordered the contingent, take him to the mountain, top of the mountain, and ask him to revert. If he does not, throw him down. So that he died. He was taken to the mountain. He was asked. He did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, save me from them as you like. Mountain shook. All of them went down and died. He came back to the king. King asked what happened. He said, Allah saved me. Again, tawheed. Dawah, he did. King told, okay, I will send you now to ocean, middle of the ocean. Another party, police party, was sent with him in the middle of the ocean. He did dua, oh Allah save me. The boat was capsized and he came back. He was saved and came back to the king. King was amazed. Boy told, you cannot kill me until you do what I ask you. He said, what is that? He said, gather all the people together on the high place and fasten me with the stem of a tree and take one arrow from my quiver and then shoot me saying that in the name of the Lord of the boy. It was done. As soon as the boy was killed by that way, the people over there, they shouted, we believe in the Lord of the boy, we believe in the Lord of the boy, we believe in the Lord of the boy. The thing happened for which he was afraid of, the king. Then he ordered the ditches to be dug beside the highway, and they were kindled with fire, and people were being thrown into it, those who do not revert. Until one lady was brought, she had a babe with her. She was about to revert, babe spoke out, oh mom, be patient, you are on the right. Then that lady also jumped into the fire. That story mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Muslim Sharif. Now this story is repeated in our time in Afghanistan and in Palestine. In Palestine is being repeated daily and in Afghanistan also. Now let us see the similarities in the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud and today. In those days, I have counted 10 similarities, but there may be more than that. You know, today they are bombing. They are putting firing missiles. And every bomb and missiles where it is, where it lands, it makes a great huge ditch. That could be more than 25 feet. And it produces heat more than the fire. Then instant ditches are being dug by these bombs, by these missiles. Similarity number one. In those days, king has chosen one boy to serve his purpose. And today, in our time, one of the superpower, USA, chose one boy to serve his purpose in Afghanistan, and that is Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was chosen by USA, not by Muslims. We even did not know his name. We came to know by USA. They chose him to serve his purpose in Afghanistan when fight was going on against Russia. Second similarity, the boy of the king went out of his hand. Same way, Osama bin Laden went out of the hand of USA. The third similarity, the king tried his best to kill that boy, could not do it. USA tried its best to kill Osama bin Laden, but till today could not do it. As 2 weeks back, report from UK that Osama is still living. Fourth similarity, After the death of the boy, many people, thousands of people, they embrace Islam. We have to wait after the death of Osama bin Laden, how many people embrace Islam. But we know before that, means after 9/11, according to the CARE report, till last month, 45,000 people embraced Islam only in U.S. Allahu Akbar, 45,000 people, they became Muslim after 9/11. Still wait, how many will embrace Islam after Osama bin Laden? This is similarity. Fifth, in those days, ditches were dug for the believers, for the Muslims who claim La ilaha illallah. Today also, ditches are being dug for the Muslims, for the believing people in Afghanistan and Palestine. They are Muslims. In those days, Allah says that king and his Hawariyun, they were watching what had been happening with the believers when they were being thrown into fire. Similarly, today, they are watching through satellite, through television, where the bomb is being thrown. Wherever bomb is thrown, they are watching on TV, sitting in the White House, Pentagon, anywhere. And advantage today is that they can repeat it again and again. This reel can be repeated over there only once they have seen it by their eyes. Today, they can see any time. Seventh similarity. What was the reason to kill these believers over there in the old days? Only that was Iman Billah. They said La ilaha illallah. No other sin. Today again, same reason is for the killing of people in Afghanistan, people in Palestine, people in other places. Those people were true, and they did not hide it. But today, our today's doctrine is hypocrite. They are hiding. They are not naming why we are killing them. But actually, they are killing for being Muslims. No other reason. Allah told that door of Tawbah was open for them in those days. But they did not repent. Same thing today, door of Tawbah is open for USA. USA can repent. Ask Allah's forgiveness. If ask, Allah will forgive. إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. But if does not repent, then the fate is the same as those of old people. Ninth similarity. For one person only, for one boy only, they killed 1,000 people. And in Afghanistan, for one person only, for Osama bin Laden, they killed 1,000 people. Look, similarity. Over there, only one boy became the reason of killing. Today, become one boy, Osama bin Laden, for killing thousands of people. The tenth one, in those days, that king would think himself super powerful. There is no lord other than me. And today also, USA thinks itself as super powerful. All those superpowers and supreme power is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No superpower other than Allah. But they claim that they are superpower, as that king claimed. So these are similarities. 10 similarities, maybe more. So this is repeated in our days and will be repeated till the day of judgment. But what lesson for us? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Lesson for us in this story in Surah Al-Buruj is that as the people of that time, they did not revert even though they were being thrown into hell, being thrown into fire, but they did not revert. For us, lesson is, don't revert. Be first on belief. Istiqama fiddin. These things are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do the people think that after taking shahada, they will be left alone? No, this is not the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has tested people before, and He will test people who declare shahada, and He wants to know who are truthful, who are not. Allah knows, but He wants to show the people that who believe, they are true believers. They cannot revert even though you bomb them, even though you kill them, torture them, throw them into fire, they will not revert. This is lesson for us. Be first. These people are being killed for many years in Palestine. How many of them reverted? Do you know anyone who embraced Christianity? None of them. They are being killed, they are being butchered, arrested, murdered. None of them left Islam. Alhamdulillah, they are still, and we do dua, Allah make them firm. Allah make them firm. Same thing in Afghanistan. Lesson for us. You also be firm. They are fighting our fight on our behalf for the name of Islam, for the name of La ilaha illallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يصب منه. رواه البخاري. If Allah wants to do good to somebody, what he does? Does he offer him right away paradise? Or wealth, money, health, all these things? No, this is not way of Allah. This is our way. If we are happy with any person, we offer him all these ni'mah. We hug him, we embrace him, we do whatever we can do. But Allah's way is different. If Allah wants to do good to somebody, He afflicts him with trial. That is the way of Allah. He afflicts him with trial, with death. So these people are being tested. It means Allah wants a khair for them. And we do dua, Allah, make a khair for them. So these people are being tested, chosen by Allah for test, for trial. Under this hadith, Allah wants a khair for them. We do dua, Allah save us from being tried, but for being tested. But if it happens, this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مسهم البأس والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Do you think that you will be offered paradise without offering your trials? We offer trials. people before you, and they were tested to that extent that prophet. And the people cried, "Oh Allah, when your help will come, oh Allah, when your help will come." Allah says, "Help is near, not far away. As soon as you die, as soon as you are made martyr, help of Allah starts. Even before. So be firm. Be steadfast on your religion, wherever you are. And this is the way of Allah," he says. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. اللهم انصرنا، اللهم انصرنا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في أفغانستان، في الشيشان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كشمير، في فلبان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تسمعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا، اعتدلوا، straighten the line, fill up the gap, and be closer to each other. If gap happens, come close to the imam side. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى، فجعله غثاء أحوى،
سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.